thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Hold on, Miss Silence.
Nah, it's the theme song. It's the Urban Sports Scene. Yes. Like my little sis said, you thought you knew, you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene. I am Wally, your host, or co-host, or whatever you want to call me. I don't care. And I'm here with my boy Sam, who is back. Last week we had Will T. Appreciate you coming out, Will T. But now we have Sam back. Sam, say hello to people out there.
What's going on, everybody? This is Samuel the Foreigner. And I'm just happy I could become a citizen very soon.
Samuel the Foreigner?
Yeah.
You are a citizen. Why you would be lying to people?
It's like not lying, man.
Like you're an immigrant. Like you're an illegal immigrant.
I am a legal immigrant, but I'm just happy Obama's making that move.
You're not an immigrant.
I am an immigrant.
I
immigrated to this country.
You were born here.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't born here?
Came in when I was 8.
Seriously? I thought you was born here.
Born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Even though I represent Eritrean, but that's a whole different subject.
Dude, that's crazy. I thought you were born here.
You thought you knew.
I had no idea, man.
You had no idea, man.
Crazy, man, because I'm actually born here.
But yeah, you're one of the rare Africans actually born here.
I know. It's crazy, right?
So does that make you an African-American or American-African?
I call myself a Nigerian-American.
Okay.
Because I know where I'm from.
As opposed to some people who don't.
I mean, let's be real. Like, I mean, I'm black. But at the same time, black people, like African-Americans, you know, they can't depict exactly where in Africa they're actually from. Unless they do their research, therefore they generalize it and say they're African American.
So what if like your father's from Cambodia and your mom is from like Peru?
You're a Cambodian,
Peruvian American.
Peruvian American. You're a combo.
Why can't we just be Americans, man?
No, we can't. Obviously, we're not accepted. Everybody's not accepted as an American. Unfortunately, society is all jacked up.
Hey, man.
This is like a political
full
show.
Full amnesty. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, you know.
You didn't change your show into a political show.
Hey.
This is just freaking great, Sam. Thank you. You just made the mood. Lord. Like I said, it's the Urban Sports Scene. It's the Urban Sports Scene on the iHeartRadio Radio Network. And if you want to check the site out, the iHeartRadio Radio Network, that is, it's www.iHeartRadio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC with Tom Block and MC Hater, which airs Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. Clutch Sports Radio, which airs on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Also, we have DC Sports Chat, which airs Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. And also check out our homies, Crawley and Watts Radio Podcast Show at www.crawleyandwatts.com. That show is not on the iHeartRadio Radio Network, but it's a great show, so make sure you check it out. And all these shows are on Eastern Standard Time if you need to know. And also, check out our show syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. The site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Now is the time to go into our tradition, the pregame. My Hoyas had a big week last week. They knocked off Louisville, who was ranked 5 in the country last week. And also they knocked out Notre Dame, who was, I believe, 24 or 25 in the country when they beat them. So my question is, why aren't my Hoyas ranked right now? Like, they should be ranked. They knocked out two top 25 teams and not even ranked right now.
How do you beat the number one team, which was the number one team at the time, Indiana? The team that they lost to was Indiana, Marquette, Pitt, USF, right?
USF was a bad loss.
Yeah, that was it. Other than that,
to be honest with you, they haven't had good showings in the games they did win to some of the sorry teams. But my thing is that we shouldn't even talk about that. They beat two top teams. They beat Louisville. Louisville's 12.
Yeah.
Georgetown lost 4 games this season, if my memory
serves me correctly. That's right. 14-4.
Yeah, so why they should at least be ranked. I don't think there's 20.
When does the rankings come out?
It's already came out.
They're still not ranked.
I checked it out.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they had back-to-back losses to Marquette and Pitt. That always hurts you when you have back-to-back losses.
Pitt was a bad loss. It was a blowout.
Yeah. Just every time you lose back-to-back games and you're not ranked already, it just becomes that much harder.
They were ranked at the time. At that time, they were ranked at the time.
Well,
my problem with it is that the Marquette loss, it lost by one. And that was at Marquette. So that's a tough game. They lost by one at Marquette. Pitt was bad because they got blown out at home. They got blown out at home. Pitt dominated the game. The one that annoys me, like I said, which really annoys me, is that they beat Louisville and Notre Dame. Like, they were struggling. They beat Louisville and Notre Dame, and then they only lost four games. They should at least be ranked.
But Louisville lost two games before that.
Yeah, but they're still ranked 12th. If that's the case, they should go. They should be further down in the rankings.
Yeah.
If that's the case, they're only 12th. You're right. In that regard, I'm not arguing that you're correct, but they're 12th.
But yeah. I mean, you know, I definitely,
to be honest with you, I don't think Louisville's record is better than Georgetown's record. I think it may be.
Well, they lost three in a row, so it's got to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very so Louisville, similar. They must. I think Louisville probably lost four games as well. So what's the thing? I mean,
It looks like as far as trajectory, the Hoyas are on their way up now. You know, now they just have to win a couple more games, and they're definitely. I mean, next game win, they should definitely be ranked. They should already be ranked now. You're right.
Yeah, it should be. I'm annoyed by it. I mean, big ups to, like I said, Otto Porter, who played well. He's been playing well. I'm liking how Jabril Chadwick's playing since Winnington's been out. And if they can get Rivera
Boomte
Smith.
Boomte?
No, don't be making fun of my old Hoyas. Don't do that. Smith Rivera, excuse me. I think it's Smith Rivera. Smith Rivera or Rivera Smith. Whatever. I'm messing your name. I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry. But they ain't get some contributions from you because you can shoot your butt off. And they ain't get the contributions from multiple players out there, Lubrick and all other players. Georgetown should be fine. They should maintain. Actually, I'm not really, worried about the loss of Winnington. I definitely think that Travis can definitely step up and do some damage anyway. But from the Hoyas to go to the Terps, Terps got blown out by Duke on Saturday. They stood around for a little bit, and then they got blown out eventually. Do you think this Maryland team is still probably a tournament team? I thought they were a tournament team before that game. I'm kind of worried about it now, but I'm coming to you about that one.
Wally, my good friend, I have an announcement to make. I will answer your question.
Yeah.
As of January 29th, 2013, I am willing to make my decision between the Hoyas and the Terrapins dilemma, which is something I've been facing since I was a young.
I grew up first
being a huge Hoyas fan, a big Alonzo Mourning, Mutombo, a huge Patrick Ewing fan, all right?
Yeah.
But I also love Joe Smith in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, 2000s, I leaned towards the Terps. But now at this point,
when they won the championship,
I like both. But now I'm willing to go ahead and put I am a Terrapin fan first.
Why?
Why?
What have they done to you?
I love the coach. All right, I love Mark Turgeon.
This is not
going to. And you know, even though I love JT3 as a person and things like that, I just the Princeton offense to me is just.
It's not good.
It doesn't get me excited to watch it. It's just not the same old Georgetown now. I'm still going to root for him as my second team, but I am a Terpin all the way. That said, Ayatollah, 15-5 of the Terps. Now, here's the thing. They're first in rebounding in the whole NCAA.
Can you talk about their schedule to make them? You know, they had a lot of sorry teams to kind of
true,
up that up.
True. They lost to Kentucky. They lost to FSU. They lost to Miami, UNC, and, of course, Duke.
The only big one they have, if my memory serves me correctly, is NC State, right?
Yes, they beat them by 1 point. You know, I kind of see them and the Hoyas kind of in the same boat.
Now, Hoyas have quality wins, though. You can't
no, but that. I'm talking as far as just ability and team. Now, here's the thing, man.
How can we do that? How can we say that? They're not being tested.
Well, I mean, they have.
And then when they did get tested, they don't really show
okay,
up.
Okay, UNC and Duke, they pretty much got blown out. The UK game was close. Of course, Kentucky is not the same old Kentucky. But all I know is, man, like they're first in rebound, they're 25th in assists. And you know how big I am on turnovers, assist ratio, and rebounding. So I kind of see them making a run. I think they both are going to make the tournament, to be honest with you.
I know Georgetown's making the tournament. I'm not thinking. Yeah. There's no think about it. And my man's name is Smith Rivera. I feel bad for you, dog. Smith Rivera is going
to
get –
He had to Google that, y'all. He didn't – that's not his brain.
I said Smith Rivera initially. I just had to make sure. But I did have to Google to make sure. Yes. I like to be – I like confirmation, all right? Yes. You know what I mean? That's confirmation. Cool. It's like when a chick says you're the dad – I like confirmation. You know what I'm saying?
What? Where did that come from?
All right. I like confirmation.
We should have a stat boy, like my man Ray.
Confirmation.
Allen.
You know what I'm saying? I always tell folks, they be like, do you have any kids? Like, I don't know. Not that I know of, but you never know. They could be out there somewhere.
Hey, man. STDs. STDs. Be careful.
Hey, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Herped out.
All right, but what were you saying? I'm sorry.
That's it, man. I think they're both going to make it. I think, Georgetown will play Marquette on the 11th and Cincinnati on the 15th. That's going to be huge.
Georgetown got a nice little easy. Georgetown has the opportunity, if my memory serves me correctly, because I'm not looking it up, but I did look at the schedule a couple hours ago, and I think Georgetown has the opportunity before they get to those main games you're talking about to win about three games in a row.
Exactly.
Marquette is a good game. I think Marquette's a very winnable game because it's here, located here. So I think they have a good chance to win that game. I think Cincinnati game will be very interesting. Will not lie to you. Will be very interesting. There's a UConn game. I think the game is at UConn. I think that's going to be very interesting as well. And they do have Syracuse. I believe they have Syracuse on the road first before they get them at home towards the end of the season. So that's going to be a tough one too. But the Cincinnati game I've circled because I hate Cincinnati. I've circled that game, and I've circled the Syracuse game always. You know, that's the game I always circled. But
pretty
the Marquette
impressive.
Game,
you're not even looking at the schedule. This is
yeah.
the top of your
yeah,
top,
Marquette
top
game,
of the dome.
I want the Marquette. The game, Marquette game, I want the Marquette game because I thought they robbed us in that game anyway. So I want that game. I definitely want the Marquette game.
Yep.
All right, anyway.
Yep.
So you still talking about
done.
Maryland?
We're done.
I can't stand. I don't care for Maryland. But I think Maryland should make the tournament. I'll say they should make the tournament. Will they make the tournament? I don't know. But they should make the tournament. Anyway. Novak Djokovic into tennis. Excuse me. And as a matter of fact, might I say in the East, because we're located in the East, and this is Maryland, Eastern region. Excuse me. The weather is lovely. It's tennis weather, and I play tennis. I'm a ninja who likes to play tennis. I won't lie to you. I love tennis.
What's a ninja there? What are you talking about? A ninja?
You know, ninja is.
Ninja is a Japanese.
It's a substitute word, right?
Korean
here.
People.
I'm using ninja.
As for
you
what?
Know what? Don't be difficult. Don't do that. You know what I mean. Don't do that.
I'm a foreigner, man. We don't know nothing about that.
All right, man. Anyway, I love tennis, and this is tennis weather. And my man Djokovic, he beat my man Andy Murray in the Australia Open, 3-1. Big match. I thought Andy Murray had an opportunity to win this match. Matter of fact, I actually proclaimed Andy Murray the winner after seeing him in the second set. But Djokovic, you know, you can never count him out. The dude took the other three sets because Andy Murray had the first set. Djokovic took the rest. All competitive other than the last two sets, I believe. Djokovic is obviously one of the best player in tennis. That's why he's ranked number one. They're like him and Andy Murray, evenly matched in terms of conditioning, running everything down, returns. But we all know Djokovic, he's got that mind. I mean, like he's like a robot, and he has so much emotion, so much charisma, and so much will to get it done. And that's why, Djokovic is always going to be, to me, for a while, will be the best tennis player in the game. You have anything to add? Do you watch tennis?
Actually, you know, I want to say something. When I was young, I used to watch tennis.
Yeah.
Boris Becker, and I used to just follow it. And I was actually into it. This is, I guess, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. Then, you know, I just fully stopped. For whatever reason, you know. But just talking about it, watching tennis is fun.
It is.
It's very entertaining. It's very fun. And right now, when you have Federer, Nadal, now Djokovic is coming out of nowhere. I mean, these are some super talented, ultra great, you know, tennis players. So,
yeah, you got some really good tennis
players. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this because I think what it'll do is next time, you know, I catch it on TV, I'm actually going to sit down and watch it.
Yeah, man.
And it's a cool game. And you know what? More, since we are the urban sports, we should encourage people to play tennis, man, because there's nothing culturally white about it. If you think about it, it's just a competitive game about endurance and heart and strength, and it can get you to a place that playing football and a concussion might never get you.
And you fat, it's good to play tennis for your health.
Yes.
It's good cardio. You can lose some weight.
Yes.
It helps you out. And I know saying if you're fat, it's kind of like seems like I'm so mean, but I'm
out of shape. Be politically correct and say out of shape.
All right, you know, that's not me. I'm not that much, but I'm not really politically correct all the time. If you're fat.
You're never politically correct.
All right, call me what you want to. If you're fat, you know, it's good. I mean, obviously, you won't run everything down. You're going to kind of look funny running everything down. But still, at the same time, it's good. You know, you're breathing hard. I call it the Biggie Smalls thing. All right? like more money. More problems. I mean, but still, you know what I mean?
Stupid.
I mean, but you're still working. You know what I mean? You're working. So, I mean, I was there. I was used to be about 270, you know, and I leaned out. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like.
You was 270?
Yeah, man. I was like 270. Yeah, way back. Like,
Jesus freaking Christmas.
When I tore my knee? Yeah, I was like 270.
Damn,
so
dog.
I had dropped about 60 pounds easy. And I got back, you know, to being, you know, an athletic dude. So I'm just telling you, I'm speaking out of experience. I'm not just saying it just to say it.
So you
I'm
can saying, say I used to be fat, and I think people wouldn't feel as bad. Exactly. Who are fat? Who listen to the show?
When I call people fat, just know I used to be there, man.
There you go.
You know, I used to be there. So I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. Yeah. I'm just stating the fact that you fat.
Yeah.
Because I was there. You know what I mean? Like, I know about the breathing. I know about trying to walk up the stairs and then breaking the sweat like you're doing something you're really not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just being real. You know, I'm just being real. So play some tennis. It's good for you. It's not just like, you know, like Sam said, it's not a racial thing. It's not a white thing. Honestly, there's tennis courts all around urban areas. You just got to find them. It's easy. It's easy to find them, honestly. So play tennis. Arthur Ashe played tennis. He was good at it. You know what I mean? So you could play it too. He had a fro. That means he was cool.
That's right. Malcolm X played tennis too.
Oh, he did?
No, I just made that up.
I thought so, because that made no damn sense. I can't see no Malcolm X playing tennis. Down on the pregame. Let's go to baseball. A-Rod. And even Nats, Gio Gonzalez has been linked to a PED scandal by a Miami clinic. Check this out on ESPN.
What else can we say about this, man? I mean, now it's at a point where I'm not even shocked at all. It doesn't matter who it is.
If A-Rod did it, he's stupid. That's all I'm gonna say. A-Rod, I hope you didn't do it, because I'm asking an A-Rod fan.
If
you did this, you're dumb.
I'm not even gonna start with this. You're innocent until proven guilty. From now on, if you're accused of doing PED, you're guilty until proven innocent.
You can't do that, man.
I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about in the eyes of average
people.
Person.
Yeah, I feel bad for A-Rod because people were starting to accept him. He was actually the only dude that I felt like who actually cheated was going to be accepted, because he did it at a point. He was still putting up numbers.
Yeah,
he was still putting up numbers after he was caught. Right. So it was like, all right, well, A-Rod was the – I think if anybody was going to make the Hall of Fame off of PEDs when it was his time and early enough, it would be A-Rod. Now, like, if this is confirmed and this is proven, there is no way, like, he's going to make the Hall of Fame. And I love A-Rod. There is no way. Now, it's funny, like, that Gio Gonzalez is a national – you know, he's a Nats. He's local. Yeah. He's in this. He's been involved in this. Milky Cabrera was involved with this. Obviously, Milky Cabrera.
If this is a huge, this could be a big blow to the Nats.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, this could be the reason they don't go all the way, or
this could be something that can linger on
playoffs,
and it can really affect Gio Gonzalez. If people know about Gio Gonzalez, he's an emotional pitcher. So if this is going to be weighing on his brain, you know what I mean? This could be an issue for him to be effective, you know, towards the season, in the 2013 season. So this could be an issue for Gio Gonzalez, you know, in being an effective pitcher, because he pitches out of emotion. If you look at him, if he's not feeling right about himself, he's frustrated on the mound. So he's a mood pitcher to me. So if he's not feeling good, it could be a situation where he's not effective. This could affect somebody like Gio Gonzalez, but I hope
continue, right?
Yeah, exactly. I hope everything turns out well for him. But I don't know why we talking about all these. These are small sports, man. This ain't they ain't super.
Enough. Yes, yes, yes.
It's not super. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes.
There's only one super thing going on Sunday.
That's right.
They call it the Harbaugh. I think it's kind of cheesy, but they call it the Harbaugh. I call it the Bowl of Randy Moss. When you're back.
Man, Randy Moss.
You heard I say it's the Bowl of Randy. I'm a Randy Moss fan.
Who's that?
It's the Bowl of Randy Moss. So we get back from commercial break. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl. Randy Moss, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and the Harbaughs. It's an explosive. It's an explosive show. So check us out. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes and Radio. You dig?
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you're registered. That's EYESRADIO.
See, sometimes in life, these motherfuckers take your kindness for weakness. So sometimes in life, you just gotta blow them up. Faces off.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep, you know, we'll keep the hits coming.
I know we were speaking before. I'm sorry. We had a deep discussion about the society and kids during the break. We can talk about that later. That's a whole different topic, to be honest with you. Anyway, you can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website. That's www.walio.podbean.com. We are also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Steeler Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Steeler Fan. Again, that show is also 9 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check us out when we are on there. Haven't been on there in the last couple of months, I think. But still, check them out. And I will promise to be on the show within the next couple of weeks. It's just been hectic over here. Like I said earlier, I'm a basketball coach, and those kids come first in this area. The Prince George's County in Maryland. Those kids come first. So when I get a chance and I'm done with that, I'll be back on the show. But like I mentioned earlier, it's time for the Super Bowl talk. Come Super Bowl parties, wings, pizza, Lido's Pizza for a lot of people in this area.
Ooh, Lido's, yeah.
That's so big good in this area, man. Lido's Pizza,
chicken. Land on 7 Road?
Yeah, Land 7 Road. There's one on 450.
And that shopping center got so many. They got Leon's Barbecue. Oh,
you
good.
Like the Leon's Barbecue?
I like that.
You like that?
I liked it a lot.
You say, I like that a lot.
I like that a lot,
they
man.
Got the Cluck U, too.
Yeah, I'm stay on Cluck U.
You on Cluck U? Oh, I can tell.
I order all the time.
You should be a skinny dude.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You should be a skinny dude. Look at you.
Hey, man. Anytime,
I like that. Anytime, I like that click.
Look at me. Anytime an Ethiopian gains weight, all right?
I know. It's a problem.
That's a good thing.
That's a problem. That's a problem. You're grubbing for real.
Nobody ever looks at an Ethiopian and gains weight as a problem. Right? So we can gain weight.
Evan, like my dad would say, Evan, it's a good living.
That's right. I'm eating good, baby.
Evan, it's a good living. Anyway, sweet. Super Bowl, like I said, Super Bowl. Today, my man Randy Moss. I mentioned Randy Moss. I said this is Super Bowl of Randy Moss. That's what I said. Obviously, I'm a Randy Moss fan. I love watching this dude play for years. Randy Moss came out and said he's the best. He's the greatest wide receiver of all time during the media day. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. People already know
you're going to start defending him, but I'll say this. Randy Moss is the greatest as far as the ability, physical ability, yes. But production, of course not. He's third all-time in yards at 15,200-something. He's ninth all-time in catches, 982. Question, my good friend Wally. We all know Jerry Rice is the all-time leader in catches, right?
Yeah.
Who's number two?
Chris Carter, right? Chris Carter.
No. You will never guess. I'll give you 3 more chances. You won't guess it right.
I probably will. He's current, right?
I'm not giving you no clues.
He's current, though.
I ain't giving you no clues. You got 2 more people. You said Chris Carter wrong. You want to come back?
No.
All right.
He's
fourth. Right. When you think you know, let me know. He's fourth all-time in touchdowns, 157. That's all-time.
In receptions?
Touchdowns.
No. You're talking about the person earlier.
No, I'm talking about now I'm back to Randy Moss.
I like a challenge.
Go ahead and say 2 more names.
He's a receptions.
Yes. Who's the second all-time leader in receptions? You're not going to guess right, man. Just give up.
If it's not Chris Carter and it's not –
All right, so like I said, man, he's
fourth. All right, give me is the person current, though?
I ain't giving you no clues, man. No.
Fourth. You want to tell me the dude's playing now?
I'm not. No. Why? Because that's cheating. You know what I'm saying?
So do it by the book. The person is playing now.
I'm not giving you nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying? You read until however you want. Fourth all time of touchdowns. Randy Moss, of course, he's not the greatest. We all know there's only one greatest when it comes to wide receivers. That's Jerry Rice. It's not even something to even discuss. Now, if you want to talk about who's the second greatest, Randy Moss is up there for the discussion. But I guess because of sometimes taking plays off and not being as consistent just what he did in Oakland and stuff, I guess you take something off. And no Super Bowl rings on top of that. I know it's not fair, but, you know, that's how we judge people.
I'm not going to look this up because I'm not pressed to look it up.
All right, man, I'll tell you later. So what's up with Randy Moss? You want me to tell you? You want me to tell you the second talk? You're not going to guess. You want me to tell you?
No, I don't.
All right, so Randy Moss said.
It's Tim Brown?
No. Randy Moss said, that's 2. You have 1 more. Randy Moss said he's the greatest of all time, Wally.
No, I don't want to talk about this no more, man. You just brought something that's annoying the hell out of me because I know I know this.
See, you're too competitive. You're too competitive for your own good.
I know I know this.
You're not going to get it. You're too competitive for your own.
I'm not. That's not my pick. That's not a pick. I know that.
You say Wes Welker?
No, no, definitely not. I know that.
All right.
It's got to be. It's not Chris Carter. It's not Chris Carter. Terrell Owens.
No. All right, so it's Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, he is number two. That's right. Right. Tight end.
Ain't that crazy? That. Ain't that crazy? That.
I'm thinking wide receivers. 1,200. This is wide receivers. I'm talking
wide
receivers.
I said in catches. I said catches.
I don't care about catches. It's wide receivers. It's a trick question. See, again, I'm being.
Come on, man.
This game is dumb. I feel like I wasn't even wrong. I feel like it's just dumb.
Can we go on, please, man?
No, it's stupid.
Can you get over the fact you didn't know something?
Let me remember Randy Moss. Go ahead. Now I have my Randy Moss rebuttal. The difference between Randy Moss and the guys you've mentioned, your little laundry field, your laundry load of Jerry Rice's accomplishments. Randy Moss is one thing about Randy Moss. Jerry Rice has something that Randy Moss never had. He has the ability in the quarterback position.
Yes,
he had Joe Montana, who arguably is the greatest quarterback of all time. Arguably,
yes.
He had Steve Young, who's arguably the best backup to the greatest quarterback of all time, and now is arguably one of the top 20 quarterbacks of all time, arguably. Randy Moss, who I do love, who he had Randall Cunningham, who had 1 year with him, 2-3 years with him. But Randy Moss is in the twilight of his career.
Those were MVP caliber years.
That 1 year was an MVP caliber year. And I love Randall Cunningham. Again, I love Randall Cunningham. But Randy Moss, if it wasn't for Randy Moss, we wouldn't think of Randall Cunningham as what he was that year.
Okay, why don't you say that Jerry Rice is a big reason why Joe Montana and Steve
Young? Montana was great before Jerry Rice got there.
Okay, but you don't think that him having Jerry Rice helped him become that great quarterback?
Quarterbacks dictate a wide receiver's game. You can run a route. If you ain't getting the ball, then you ain't getting the ball.
Are you sitting here and telling me that Randy Moss was a greater receiver than Jerry Rice?
Give Randy Moss Joe Montana. Let's talk. That's all I'm saying. Give Randy Moss Joe Montana. Let's talk.
That's just,
Dante Culpepper. What has Dante Culpepper done without Randy Moss?
I mean,
what has Dante Culpepper done without Randy Moss? Randy Moss went to Oakland. He had no quarterback. Randy Moss went to Tom Brady and gave Tom Brady his best season ever.
Okay, nobody's saying he's not great.
You give Randy Moss a Tom Brady, then we're putting Randy Moss at 20 touchdowns, shattering records. That's what I'm saying. You give Randy Moss that quarterback, and then we could talk. I'm a man about environments. I'm a man of putting a player in the same system that you compare another man to. And if I come away and say, well, yeah, that dude wouldn't produce in that system, then yeah, we can talk. But Randy Moss, the greatest game changer at the wide receiver position, a guy that defenses had to game plan really for. Like, I love Jerry Rice. I don't love Jerry Rice. I love Art Monk. All right? I love Art Monk. You know what I mean? I used to say that Art Monk was better than Jerry Rice just because I'm a Redskins fan. That's just how I roll. You know what I mean? But at the same time, for Jerry Rice, I respect everything Jerry Rice did. I think Jerry Rice, honestly, is a harder worker than Randy Moss. He takes his crafts more serious than Randy Moss.
Yes.
He could do more things than Randy Moss. But I'll say this. I know what Randy Moss was saying. Randy Moss was basically saying, he thinks he's the greatest wide receiver of all time, and that's cool for him. But Randy Moss is saying that, dude, the NFL had to change when I came in the game. That's what he's saying. I know what he's saying. The NFL had to change when I came in the game.
Well, as far as ability, I don't think it's arguable. You know,
It's like when Burry came, when Bo Jackson came, when anybody, Gale Sayers, you have to change when this type of dude comes in the game. RG3, the league now has to change because RG3 is in the game. Randy Moss is saying, like, dude, when I came in the game, everybody had to change. Like, defenses couldn't play it right. They had to change. They had to change their system to play me. That's what Randy Moss is saying. Not just a safety in the corner could check me. Everybody had to check me. You had to put three Bammers on me. And three Bammers, I mean three folks on me.
We're fully capable of giving Randy Moss all the respect in the world and say how great he is, but without saying he's the greatest.
Randy Moss.
Children, if you're listening, this is a prime example of how somebody's loyalty and allegiance will out-trump logic and reason. And as you can see with Wally,
no, I'm very
he's
logical.
Sitting here saying that Randy Moss could be better than Jerry Rice.
I would take Randy.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
If we picking the squad,
yeah,
and like pick a basketball game, pick a football game. I'm taking Randy Moss over Jerry Rice. Hell yeah, I'm doing it.
We're not talking about pick a football games.
I know what I said. Stick anyway, to what I just said. I know what I said.
Anyway, since you're so hung up on it, what are some of the interesting storylines other than, of course, the Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh angle?
Well, you know what? Everybody wants to bring up, you know, Ray Lewis maybe retiring or whatever. He's going to retire if he'd win, you know, and come with he can go off in the sunset with Super Bowl ring. That'd be sweet. I mean, that's it is with that one. I think, you know, I'm going to stick with my Randy Moss thing. Obviously, because I'm a Randy Moss guy.
Back to Randy Moss again. Yeah, exactly.
Randy Moss getting a ring, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time to get a ring, I think it'd be cool. I think it's a cool thing. I think it's a situation. I think it's something that is impressive. You know, if Randy Moss gets a ring. But to be another real sweet thing to see is Ed Reed. I think Ed Reed is one of the best safeties of all time.
Yep.
I think everybody's talked about Ray Lewis too much. I think that's cool. Ray Lewis got his ring. You know what I mean? He's got his ring. He's done his thing. But Ed Reed's going to New Orleans. That's where he's from. His first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Ed Reed as one of the best safeties of all time.
Yeah, really. To me, he is the best safety of all time. I agree.
He's the best safety.
Because all around, he's got the whole thing.
He's so impactful.
Yeah, I agree.
And he'll get his opportunity to play in the Super Bowl and be able to maybe do some big things. I think that'd be a special thing. I'm rooting for San Francisco, but at the same time, if Ed Reed got a ring, I wouldn't be mad. I would not be mad.
Mr. Wiley, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, first thing is Ed Reed.
Yeah.
I think we talk about Ray Lewis too much. Yeah, I fully agree. Another thing, of course, is firing Cam Cameron when they did and still making him to the Super Bowl. I can't imagine that's ever happened before, has it? Where you fire your offensive coordinator that late in the season and actually ends up really helping you know what I mean, like as far as production and things like that. So I think that's a big part of the story. And I think Joe Flacco, he's had a great playoffs, and I kind of see him being possibly the next Peyton Manning, you know, somebody
I mean,
who's
Eli,
just
not Pete
I'm, I'm sorry Eli Manning
Kevin
yeah
Payne.
Yeah, of yeah, course he, Eli Manning
smart.
Yeah, Eli Manning is starting to say, you know, a lot of people say, oh, he's not a franchise quarterback, he can't get it done, blah, blah, blah. He's always kind of middle of the road, and then boom, one break off playoffs, and if he plays great in the Super Bowl, you know, who knows? And then Frank Gore. He's been in the league so long, so productive, so consistent. You know, for him to get a chance.
How you gonna say Frank Gore and Randy Moss? Like Randy Moss has been in the league.
You said Randy Moss.
You had, like, you had your own little notes or something.
I'm
like
just saying, Randy Moss has like 400 yards receiving this season. He's a side note. He's not one of the main productive.
He's Randy Moss.
I know you have an infatuation
with
Randy
Moss.
But
I'm serious. Like, I like Frank Gore, but he's Randy Moss.
But Frank Gore is actually playing in the game.
Randy Moss is playing. He starts. Ray Moss starts.
Yeah, but he's like the third option.
He's Randy Moss. I don't get it.
He's
like,
got
he's
two
Randy
catches
Moss.
In the last eight games.
Dude, he's Randy Moss. It doesn't
I'm
matter.
I'm exaggerating.
He's Randy Moss.
What are the keys
Dude,
to the
like
Niners?
Me. Like he's Randy, like you acting like it's small. He's like, who cares? He's like his chance to get his first ring.
He's
like Gary Payton getting a ring. He didn't start. Like he didn't do nothing in Miami. He got a ring. He's Gary Payton. You know what I mean? Like I don't think Gary got his ring, but you know what I mean. Like
he's Randy Moss.
Yeah, like he's like Karl Malone. Karl Malone got a ring with being a role player for the Lakers. Dude, he's Karl Payton. He's Karl Malone, and I hate that dude, but he's Karl Malone.
I mean, come on. He's not going to be a major factor in the game.
Hey, you think so?
He hasn't been thus far. I mean, he no, could be, but, I mean, what are the chances?
He's Randy Moss, son. He's Randy Moss, son.
So what, Mr. Wiley, what are the keys for the Niners to win the Super Bowl?
Well, Niners play their style of defense, utilize Vernon Davis, and try to isolate Vernon Davis on Ray Lewis if you can. And if that does happen, it'd be a successful day. I think the option with Kaepernick will work. You know, I know the Ravens. Luckily for the Ravens, they saw that with RG3, and maybe they think they can use that as a stepping stone for this game.
Yes.
But you know, Kaepernick is healthy. This day it's a different set. This team is more, as you saw against Atlanta, this team is more willing to run the ball.
Yep.
Even when they're down, so it's a different beast. The Redskins weren't like that. This team is more willing to pound it down your throat. And the Ravens don't stop the run like they did in yesteryear. So this team, if they are consistent to with their theme, they can definitely do some things offensively. Now defensively for the on their side of the ball, just play Niners football. They got Justin Smith back, and ever since they have Justin Smith back, it's a key to their defense. Aldon Smith will get pressure now. You got Patrick Willis, who now is the best middle linebacker in football. And you got, you know, and you have a good secondary. This team is equipped to beat this Ravens team. If they play, to me, I'm saying this, I'll be honest with you, they play, they bring their A game against Baltimore. They dominate this game. If they bring their A game. Now, if they play their B game, this game will be close.
So you, so pretty much the way you feel is if they come and they play the best game,
both teams play their best game.
You think Niners will take it?
Niners win.
I don't think most people would disagree with you. What are the keys for the Ravens to win it though?
Ravens is to definitely, their defense has to show up. I think the Niners defense will show up. I think that's a guarantee. I'm be honest with you. I think that's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Their defense has to show up. The defense shows up. They fresh. They hit Kaepernick on a triple option on the pistol formation. They hit him and not worry about Frank Gore, because if you hit the quarterback, that's how you can stop the option. You have to attack the quarterback. So if they do that and they put fear in a Kaepernick and Gore, and they can kind of find a way to hold down a Frank Gore, mm-hmm. then they can have a chance to win the game. But then it's going to fall prey on Flacco. Now do I have, you know, Joe Flacco has been cooling in postseason. And he showed a good pattern with it. But this defense is different. It's a different defense.
This is going to be my question to you, actually. What is the difference, main difference between the 49ers and the Ravens' defense?
The 49ers stopped the run. They're solid.
That's right.
They stopped the run. And they can play the pass. They're not a bad defense.
The Ravens got gassed by the Cowboys earlier.
The Ravens don't have a really good – like, they played good in the playoffs, though. I'm not knocking it. Yeah. The playoffs, they played a very good style of defense. I'm not knocking it. But this team is different. The quarterbacks they saw in the playoffs – have been stationary quarterbacks. Other than Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was young, but they saw Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. These are stationary quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, he's mobile, but he's more of a pocket quarterback. Kaepernick is a mobile quarterback. This is a different beast. They haven't seen this in the postseason, so it's going to be a lot on their plate. And Kaepernick has shown that he can pass the ball. What I told you before, he can throw the ball.
Was the last time the Ravens lost to the Redskins? Or did they lose after that?
No, they've been lost after that, man. They lost after that. They lost a lot of games. Okay. They lost a couple games after that. They didn't play good football.
No, because I think that was their third game.
They lost. They lost. They even lost. I know they lost. They lost the last game of the season too.
Okay, that's right.
It was a BS game. They lost games. They lost. They lost to Pittsburgh too.
Yep.
They lost to Pittsburgh.
I don't know if that's right, but I remember the Cincinnati.
They lost to Pittsburgh, Charlie Batch.
That's right.
Yeah, they haven't been the best team down the stretch.
They just turned it up.
In the postseason, they turned it up.
That's why they had to play the first week.
Yeah, they turned it up in the postseason.
Because they have a great record. They shouldn't even have. They should have got a first week bye. You're right. Who do you think will win and why? This is your question, but I'm asking it.
I see. Well, I told you. I mean, obviously, I told you you can gauge where I'm coming from. If both of these teams play the best game, the Niners win this game. The only way I see if the Niners lose this game is they don't show up. And I think that the Niners defense is strong. It's too strong. I think I like what Joe Flacco's done, but this defense to me is the most, it's not just because it's the most talented defense, it's the most physical defense they've seen. And even over Pittsburgh, who's a very physical defense, this is the most physical defense because it's young, the safeties hit, the corners hit, the linebackers hit. You got two of the probably the best linebackers already on the Niners team in Bowman. And Bowman and Patrick Willis, probably, like I said, the best middle linebacker right now playing. You got Justin Smith, who's probably the best interior D lineman in the game, just because what he does for his defense. You got Alden Smith now be able to do other things. You got Ahmed Brooks. Ahmad Brooks. You got so much on defense, you know, that is there just to fear the Ravens. And I feel like this defense is physical enough to beat them. Now, we go off of what we used to see with the Ravens and Steelers, how physical that used to be. Well, put it this way, the Niners are that physical. They're that Pittsburgh Steelers defense. They're that physical. Yeah. But this Ravens defense isn't that same defense. So that's why I'm gonna go with the Niners in this game.
That is some excellent in-depth analysis right there. It really is. I just kind of feel like for the Ravens to win, man, they're gonna have to get some turnovers from Kaepernick and try to keep the game close, you know, and for the Niners, I think you said it right there, man. They just have to show up and just play their best game. Because I do feel like when they play their best game, overall they are probably the best team in football. Them and the Broncos, but hey, they're not here.
Broncos choke.
They're not here. Is that choking?
That's safety.
Is that choking? Yeah, that's choking, man.
That's being scared of the moment.
That's just being stupid.
That's scared of the moment. Anyway, that's a lot of foot. That was a good Super Bowl talk. Think about that. I mean, when I was time to go to the NBA, It's not going to be super enough. So you got the Niners winning. Excuse me, before I go with that, you're going to the Niners. You got the Niners.
You know what? I keep going back and forth, man. I'll tell you who I want to win. I want the Niners to win. You know why? Because I like the Ravens players, but I'm sick and tired of these Ravens fans. Y'all are making me starting to hate y'all because y'all just won't shut up.
By the way,
as a Redskins fan, I always rooted for the Ravens. I have no problem with the Ravens. I live in Maryland. I support them. But the one thing that's annoying is you Ravens fans, you're trying to act like you're the Green Bay Packers now or the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know. They're acting like they act like they're the Patriots. They act like they've been going to Super Bowls for years. This is the second Super Bowl they've been to over the decade.
As much as I would like to see Ed Reed win it.
I love it.
I think the idea of making fun of Ravens fans for the next year for losing the Super Bowl, I think that might be worth it.
Well, I ain't going to make fun of anybody. We ain't get there. But, you know what? I take that back. I always say this, man. If you don't win a big game, man, you fail.
Exactly.
I'm a fan of that.
You guys are better failures than we are.
Yeah.
We all fail.
In the grand scheme of things, you ain't getting to the top, you fail. Anyway, time for commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about, I feel like a disrespectful act that's happened. AI got offered a D-League contract. Urban Sports City on Eyes Radio. You dig?
AI.
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
I'm sorry, hold on.
What are you laughing at, man?
Man, I'm sorry. Sam said some interesting stuff during the break again. I'm sorry. I got to get my composure.
We can't talk about that, huh?
I can't. No, this cannot go on air. You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 Eastern Standard Time on the Apple G's radio show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEZS. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. Hey, Viv. They haven't had their show on the last couple of weeks. She told me they've been real busy. So hopefully they'll have their show up and I'll be able to be on there. Love them guys. Love those guys. They are awesome and good people.
I love that name, Vivian. Now that's a woman's name right there.
Yeah, Vivian, great name. That's a great lady. And she's married to Coach, so stop.
No. Just the name. I don't even know what she looks like. I just said the name. Vivian. There's certain names, man.
Oh, man. It's the way you said
Vivian.
It. Vivian. It's the way you said it. You had like some evil intent with your
Victoria.
All right, man. Anyway, I said earlier, AI was disrespected, man. All right, I'm a Georgetown fan, as everybody knows. And AI is probably one of my favorite players of all time, period. Ball players, basketball players. And a D-League team offered him a contract. And I just felt like that's the lowest of the lows, man. The D-League, man. Not a 10-day contract by an NBA team, but the D-League, man, offered AI a contract. And happily so. I am so happy the dude declined the contract. My thing to you, man, is was that disrespectful?
Anytime somebody offers you money to play any sport, it's never disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, man. He's Allen Iverson.
Well,
he's AI.
We wouldn't
Reebok. He brought his Reeboks, man. Answer with a question.
Look, man.
The answer.
That's a problem with our society.
The answer!
Let's take responsibility for our own behaviors. And Mr. Iverson, as great as he was, he spent his $100 million on a bunch of liability.
We like to gamble. All right.
Whatever the reason, man.
Gambling. Every once in a while, I like to dabble in some dice.
I love it too.
I like the gold.
But I'm broke, so if I lose my little $500, that's nothing.
Hey. For each his own.
Exactly. It's a whole different thing when. I'm saying is there's a whole different game when you're dealing with that kind of money.
All right. I'm saying is, man, stop distracting. Stop disrespecting AI. Don't give a BS contract. Contract.
Look, somebody tries to help him pay his.
You know how much you can pay in the D-League?
His bankruptcy debt.
You know how much you can pay for D-League?
How much do you get paid? That's a good question.
Crap, man. Like, it's terrible, man.
For what, 70, 80 G's?
He can make way more at playing overseas. Way more.
What is he doing, by the way?
I don't know.
Maybe you look so sad. I feel bad for you. I mean, you really look sad when you said that.
I don't know.
Like,
man.
A little kid just lost his puppy. Oh, man.
He crossed up Jordan. He made him fall.
He didn't make him fall.
He made him fall, man.
You can't just make stuff up.
He crossed up Jordan, made him fall.
We live in the days of internet, YouTube, man. You can't just make stuff up.
Hey, my eyes, he fell. All right. He made him grab for forgiveness.
Your hatred. He was like,
AI, please, don't make this shot on me. Don't make this shot on me. Please, I'm way cross. My ankles hurt. All right, pick up the pieces.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Damn, man. I'm dead serious. I can't take this, man. But anyway, would you like to see AI back in the NBA?
No, man. He's done. He's been done.
For a big Allen Iverson fan who I am.
You don't want to see him come back and just get killed, man.
What I saw his last stint in the NBA.
Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. And that was like 3-4 years ago, right?
Yeah, man.
It's all good.
That's bums in the NBA, too. That I think he's better than. But just because
we got the memories.
Because he's AI.
By the way, him at his best, he's one of the all-time greatest players.
Who?
Him at his best.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about one of the all-time great players and all-time great scorers. Remember that when he went in that stint when he had like 40 and 50 points? Like,
yeah, I know you're talking about like, yeah, during the playoff game.
Milwaukee? It was right before the playoffs?
No, it was a playoff game. I think it was Milwaukee or was it Toronto. Crazy, he did it against Milwaukee or Toronto.
I mean, you look at his stats, man.
One of the greatest of all time. All you gotta do is look at that Philadelphia 76ers roster when he took to the finals, and you tell me how anybody else could even contend with how the greatness of Allen Iverson. Other than maybe LeBron James, his team, his roster sucked too. But what AI did with that roster and took to the finals and had the best record in the East.
You mean to tell me that Eric Snow isn't one of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game?
Exactly, Eric Snow, Aaron McKee.
Wow, Aaron McKee, wow.
Yeah. Tom McCullough.
McKee and Temple.
Yeah.
Flashback,
McCullough. Come on.
Who did McKee go to Temple with?
Oh, I don't know. John Chaney.
All right, your boy who you love
Eddie
on
Jones,
the Lakers.
I'm sorry.
Remember that?
Yeah, he went Eddie
Jones. He was a big Eddie Jones fan.
I love Eddie Jones, man. Oh, God, Eddie Jones is like that, man. That's a bad dude. That's why I hate you, Kobe Bryant. That's another topic, man. You're going to have me hate people today, boy.
Hate stuff today, boy.
All right. Off of Allen Iverson, let's go to the Boston Celtics. Another aging team. I had some aging players who would say is Allen Iverson's age. But anyway. Anyway, let's go to a point guard. Rajon, whatever. I'm calling him Rondo. Rondo has torn his ACL and is now out for the season. Are the Celtics, as constructed, done?
That's easy, ain't it? Of course.
Oh, that's your answer?
Of course. I mean, all right, Garnett, Pierce. Well, I mean, what are you going to get for Garnett? You know, you might be able to trade him to a team like, you might be able to trade him to like
silly ninja. Silly ninja.
Hold up.
I'm gonna let you get your point.
All right, so you might be able to trade him to a team that's contending right now, that, you know what I'm saying? But I just had an epiphany. The Thunder get Garnett and they trade nobody. They give him some like young and some draft picks. That might actually work. But you have to do that if you're the Celtics, because they're not going to do anything this year, and they're definitely not going to do anything next year. Pierce is having a good season, but he's obviously at the end of his rope.
Pierce is not really having a good season.
No, he's having a decent season.
Nah,
I mean, you know,
he's actually shooting a low percentage. He's just shooting a higher percentage.
He's not having a bad season, is my point.
He's not having a good season.
He's having a good season for an average player. For him, no. You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely not the same Paul Pierce.
Not a good season. It's a terrible season. But anyway, to answer your point about Rondo, you all hear this, and probably I will be the only person to say this, because I'm that bold and I'm that real in my convictions. The Celtics, if they don't trade anybody where the roster is constructed, they'll win more games without Rondo. You heard it here first by me.
Whoa, whoa,
why?
Whoa, hold up.
What? Hold on.
I want to make sure that what I just heard is actually what I just heard.
Did you
just say that now that Rajon Rondo is not playing, they're going to win more games?
Yeah, then I will explain. May I get the opportunity to explain?
Oh, please.
Well, you know, a lot of people, Rondo brings a lot to the table. He's a triple-double guy, obviously. Plays good defense. But it's something that now the Celtics will have a more open, they'll have a more open court with Rondo off the court. I feel like now they can put, when they put Jason Terry in there, the spacing will be better because now you have more threats to knock down perimeter shots. So the spacing for Paul Pierce will be better. The spacing for Garnett will be better. You'll have Sullinger, who's been doing work. Jeff Green now will get more of a role. The role players will step up even more. Jason Terry, having a threat of Jason Terry just out there, we'll just have more spacing for the floor. Now, you have Rondo and Bradley. I like Bradley, but they're not knockdown shooters. So now the spacing on the court is a little tough. Now you have more spacing. So offensively, they'll be a better team. I'm just telling you, they beat Miami in Boston. They already got one tough W. They weren't beating anybody. They lost to Atlanta, losing a lot of bad teams. They were, if I'm correct. They lose to a lot of bad teams, even at home. Chicago, with nobody beat them at home. They just beat the best team in the East already on Sunday. I see them carrying that over.
I hate to admit it, but you've actually made sense.
I know I did.
I hate to admit it, but what you said actually made sense.
But now everybody's going to talk about trading. The thing about it now, everybody's going to talk about trading Garnett and Pierce. That's what they're going to try to do because Rondo's out. I'm telling you, the scary thing's going to happen when the Celtics win games without Rondo. It's going to pose a question. It's going to pose an interesting question, and you know, we'll see what happens.
By the way, the Wizards beat the Heat and the Thunder.
I know, and
still only one game.
I agree. But if you saw how Boston was playing before that game, though, before the Miami game, see how they were playing before that Miami game. They were playing terrible. Mm. Like they weren't even competing.
Yeah,
you know, they blew a big lead to the Hawks. You know what I mean? So I mean, I'm just telling you, like,
you made a very interesting point because I do believe in spacing. Yeah. That never even occurred to me, but. Spacing is important, and they might get better looks. Yeah. So, interesting.
And Paul Pierce has struggled with Ray Allen since Ray Allen has been with the Heat because Ray Allen brought spacing.
Yeah.
He had space to do things. Rondo, it's just hard. Rondo is not a perimeter knockdown shooter, so your spacing won't be the same. And he has to have the ball in his hand. You know what I mean? Now you could run some ice. Now you can have Jason Terry off screens. Paul Pierce can have the ball in his hand a little bit more. There's a lot.
So now
you,
the movement back
the
and
movement
forth.
The movement is even better.
The movement back and forth from one side. And that's how you get open shots.
And the only thing I would say that would be an issue, to be honest with you, it would probably be defense. Because Rondo is a great defender. That's the only thing I would say to be a big issue. You'll see.
Well, that is a big issue now.
Defense.
Rondo's I guess one thing when we consider great teams and great players, we never considered defense.
Yeah, but that will be an issue. Defensively, Rondo brought a lot.
All right,
to the
man, you earned your star for the day, man. Good for you.
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate it. But anyway, let's go to Boston's arch rivals back in the 80s, the Lakers. Kobe Bryant has took on a new role. I call it a LeBron James kind of role. He's got 14 assists. I mean, he had 14 assists last game. And he had 14 assists two nights in a row. So 28 assists over the last two games. And the Lakers are winning games now. Two games in a row, right? Now everybody's just jumping in and hooping and hollering like the Lakers are now here. Like you said earlier, the Wizards beat OKC too, I believe, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, when OKC visited. So,
yeah.
OKC, you know, and to be honest with you, Westbrook was off and Garnett. Yeah. I mean, and Durant to me was a little bit off. I've seen Durant better. But anyway, will this last? Will Kobe Bryant, you know, taking on this Magic Johnson, LeBron James role even last?
I can take this on. Me being a Thundercat, as you know, I am a huge Thundercat fan. Will it last? We all know Kobe Bryant's ego is going to make it very, very difficult for him, but he's been losing at such an unprecedented rate that he might go ahead and just sacrifice his scoring, you know, average, whatever, at least for a while. Now, my thing is, they are better now. Now everybody's healthy, and they are, you know, and gee whiz, they actually decided to play Pau Gasol at the end of the game. Genius move, D'Antoni. Genius. You're an absolute genius. I mean, really. Yeah, let's not play Pau Gasol. So, I mean, let's not totally sleep on them. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, the best that they'll do is they'll be a decent team going forward. They'll probably play better. And, you know, It doesn't matter because they ain't doing nothing this year, so we shouldn't even be talking about them. How about that? Why aren't we talking about my Thundercats, man? Why are we even talking about the Lakers? Can we talk about the Clippers? Can we talk about... Did you see what happened with Houston and Utah last night? The score was 80 to 125. Wally, I had to sit there and do the math with my fingers. I was like...
What'd you say? What happened?
It was 80 to 125.
You talking about the...
Houston beat Utah beat last night. 80 to 125.
Yeah, Chase Harden. What's up, baby?
Oh, he beasted.
Of course. I told folks, James Harden's one of the best. I told you. Did I tell you that before?
Man, I'm the first one to recognize Harden and his greatness.
What I'm saying about my, don't go ahead, man.
I just say he's not a number one in the winning championship team. Yeah, he's a number one.
He's number one, period. Don't get twisted.
It depends what you define number one.
I mean, it's the number one.
By the way, I love, everybody knows I love James Harden.
What's the championship team? Who's the championship team? Who has the championship team? The only championship, who's the championship team? Who's the number one on our championship team?
Oh, anybody who's won in the last, you know,
Kobe Bryant. So Kevin Durant's not a championship. So Kevin Durant's not number one for a championship.
Oh, come
team?
On, man. I mean, of course he is.
Then James Harden, to me, I'm not saying he's Kevin Durant, but he's the same thing.
That's just a ridiculous premise right there.
I'm just saying Kevin Durant hasn't done it. So when's your premise?
He went. So he went as a number one. So you at least have to be able to go with a number one.
Oh, well, let's see James Harden. Give James Harden the right players
around. Hey, well, that team is no way. With him being number one, there's no way that they're going.
What's with him being number one? James Harden is the number one dude that could do it. Don't
he's a great player, man, Houston, but I'm talking about winning the championships.
To be real with you, this Houston team isn't as good. It's only as good as because of James Harden. James Harden makes this team good. To me, that's number one greatness right there.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he's not great. I'm just saying he's not the number one you would want to
Monte
win a championship.
Ellis is a 25.
You're not going to win a championship with him as your number one.
Why?
Because you're not.
Why?
He's not.
You're not giving me
a reason. Limited.
Why?
He's limited.
He's limited. I hate that.
If you press him, that's not. If you press him and you put somebody long and athletic on him, I watch the OKC Thunder. You gonna let me talk?
No, because that's a dumb premise.
No,
you can't say he's limited. Every score, when you break down, see, this is my problem, people. When you break down a score, like there are limited scores in the NBA. There are very limited scores, and people that have been to the finals, like Paul Pierce. I like Paul Pierce, but it's a limited score to what he does. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. He's not a limited score. Matter of fact, James Harden compares very favorably to what Paul Pierce could do as a number one. One thing, you can knock down perimeter shots. You can do that. You create your own shots. You can do that. You can get fouled. You can do that. Those are big things for a number one. If you can't get fouled and you're just a volume shooter, that's a difference. James Harden is a shoot guy who can give you big buckets on limited shots.
You're right. Let me describe when I'm thinking of somebody being limited. In a sense that if you put a certain defender on him, all right, you can definitely contain him.
So who's a certain defender?
The best defenders in the league. If you put KD,
defenders in the league are checking him now, and he's still giving you 25.
No.
Who was the best? No. That's my problem. Who was checking him now?
I'm talking about playoffs.
Every night. Who was checking? He's the number one. Every night, he's getting your best defensive.
But you're
player.
Not winning. Is the point?
They are winning games. They're not talented enough. They don't have the same roster the OKC has.
They're ninth. That's my point.
They're ranked. They're ninth. Are you telling me they're not? They're ninth. They're over 500. They're over 500 in the West.
In the West.
With what talent? With what talent, Sam?
Ninth.
With what talent?
They don't have talent.
What talent? You have West. Durant has Westbrook. And West has Westbrook.
And they're number
Ibaka,
one in the league.
And Ibaka.
And number one in the
exactly,
league.
Exactly. That's talent. I'm telling you right now. You give that dude talent with him. With him being number one, then we'd be talking a different story. That's all. That's what I'm saying. You're telling me by himself with Jeremy Lin, like he's supposed to get busy. And his team's gonna win a bunch of games where Jeremy Lin is Robin. Come on, just be real.
Look, man, I feel bad. Like I'm the biggest James Harden.
No, you're
supporter.
Not. Because really, you're not. Because really, you put up
no,
a BS
no,
right
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
You're
no, I'm not.
BS right
I'm
now.
Not what
you
I'm
trying to say that he can't do. He can't drop. He can't lead a team to a promise.
No,
give
no.
Him talent. All right,
let me
give him
let
talent.
Let me clarify.
Thank you. That's all I want you to clarify.
I want to clarify. Okay, because my ego will allow me to admit if I've been wrong. Now I'll say this: I'm the huge Harden fan. I loved him at OKC. I love his game. All I'm saying is, when it comes down to playoff time and when things get tight, I didn't say he can't perform because he has
I saw
before.
Spurs.
All right,
I know the Spurs. He was one. He's the one.
Yeah,
the one
but he was
the
still the third option.
He was
now,
the reason why they beat the Spurs
in the playoffs.
He's the reason why they beat the Spurs.
He made a couple of big shots.
No. Be real. He's the reason why he beat the Spurs.
He was a big part of that.
Don't make it up. Please. I know. I love KD. I love KD.
So you're saying he was a bigger factor in
the
Spurs?
Oh, he Manu Ginobili the hell out of Manu Ginobili. He's the reason they beat the Spurs.
He was a big reason, but he's not the reason.
Don't get it twisted. He's the reason they beat the Spurs. Don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted. Now against Miami, yeah, he put D-Way on that. Yeah, it was different. I ain't gonna lie.
That's one dude, what I'm talking about.
The problem is that's the problem. That argument. That one dude. That one matchup. In that era. That's that one. That's your only argument. Is that one matchup? Is that seriously? Miami's a great defensive team. Your only argument.
And by the
is
way,
one
he's
matchup.
He's shooting pretty bad.
But you that one having, matchup
this season, he shoot his field goal percentage is not good.
No, let me check it out. I'll check it out.
For I already checked it out. No, it's like 41%.
It's what?
It's like 41%. Really? All right. Yes.
All right. Check it out now.
So he's averaging 25 points, but he's taking more shots than.
What's Durant's shooting percentage?
52.
52? I'm just asking.
Don't even dare compare him to KD.
No, I'm asking.
I know, but what I'm saying is this. Look,
I'm just asking. I'm asking.
On the Wizards, yes, he's a number one. All right?
He's the number one on most teams.
On most teams, yes, he's the number one. But I'm talking about elite teams of the elite.
Dude, like, all right.
Harden, I love you, Harden. I love you. Nobody supported you more than me.
Name an elite team for me.
Come on, we all know the elite teams.
On the Spurs, I mean, real short, on the Spurs, he's going to be number one. On the Spurs, that's an elite team.
They don't have a number one. They have a whole different kind of offense.
That's an elite team. On the Spurs, he's a number one. On the Spurs, he's a number one.
Yeah, but you know what? He wouldn't be scoring.
That's my point. On the Spurs, he's a number one. That's an elite team.
The Spurs are just kind of weird.
Okay, look at you.
Name
an excuse. On the Spurs, that's an elite team. He'd be number one. Name another elite team. Because there's not that many elite teams, to be totally honest with you.
The Clippers?
Oh, he could be number one in the Clippers. With Chris Paul?
No, he wouldn't be number one in the Clippers.
See, automatically, listen to me now. Automatically, because Chris Paul is a beast. I'm not going to carry Chris Paul. But automatically, he's the number two best player on that team.
Number two, not number one.
No. He could be number one if you take Chris Paul.
You're talking about...
Because Chris Paul is the best player. No, don't get it twisted. Chris Paul oversees a lot of players. And even some guys that you would claim are vicious number ones.
All right, then let me ask you. Where does Harden rank... Top 10 players or in the league
top
total.
10.
Where? I mean, but period. Where do you put him?
To me, I put
he's
him
in the top 10.
In my top 10. I love Chris. Okay. I love James Harden. I think James Harden gets busy. I think Houston Rockets.
I don't know about that.
I think Houston
I'll
Rockets
put him in my top 20, not my top 10.
The Houston Rockets are irrelevant, and they're even worse, like totally worse without James Harden. Like this is an easy lottery team. Matter of fact, it's a top 5 lottery team without James Harden.
They're not really that good with him.
Oh, yes, they are. They're over 500 in the West. They're really good with him.
What's their record?
Oh, I'm looking at James Harden's stats right now. I'm looking at James Harden. They're actually really good with him. They don't poo-poo with it. Do not make fun of it. They're
who's
really
making fun of it?
I'm
pretty sure. I think they're the eighth.
Was this team a playoff team last season? Was it even close?
No.
Exactly. That's my point.
They didn't have Jeremy Lin last year.
Yeah. Who?
I'm tired of you dismissing Jeremy Lin's abilities. He's been playing pretty well, by the way.
Hey, all right. Hey, Jeremy Lin. Hey,
you have a biasness for Asian.
He can't go left. Get the hell out of here. You put Jeremy Lin?
Jeremy Lin's not that bad.
It's a cultural thing. You want to put another culture in.
This is not affirmative action. Moving on, all right? I'm glad to see you get riled up.
I see
The
you.
Raptors are interested in trading Rudy Gay for who? Calderon, Ed Davis, and maybe Bargnani.
Bargnani.
Your
man.
Question again. Should they consider doing this?
Oh, Karin's shooting 43%, which is not bad. He's a guard.
It's not good.
Guards shoot 45%. So that's not bad. Don't make it sound like it's the worst thing ever. Again, Sam, AC is 43.8. So it's 44% basically. Not terrible. Again, Sam over exaggerated. He's averaging 26 points a game. Five assists a game. Like 5.5. That's like assists.
Woo! You act like I'm saying he was a bum. I'm just saying he's not a number one elite teams.
James Harden, that's a number one. Those are number one stats. All right.
Can we answer the question, please?
I'm sorry. I just had to go off on that.
Rudy Gay.
Huh?
Rudy Gay.
What about Rudy Gay?
And just because his last name is Gay doesn't mean he's a TF.
Rudy Gay. I don't know why Memphis. I don't know why Memphis wants to trade him or interested to trade him.
What the hell is that about?
I think it's
Look,
stupid.
All I know is this.
I think it's dumb.
They're not going to go over the hump without him.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they're not going to be able to beat the Thunder or any of the elite teams in the West without him.
No. I think everybody's got obsessed, you know, because they saw how they played with Z-Bo and Marc Gasol when Rudy Gay was out. They're still going away. But at the same time, those teams gotten better. The other teams gotten better.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's way better. The Spurs are a better team all around. And I don't think this team – without Rudy Gay is can compete with those guys. Rudy Gay is still supreme talent, regardless of the fact of what you want to say. He's a supreme talent, and he's made a lot of big shots for that organization. Yeah. So you're gonna lose that, and to say you want to go with some other players, just I mean Conley Jr. Yeah. and Rezebo and just Marc Gasol to carry the load. Nah, you need Rudy Gay. Like that's supreme talent. You need that guy. That
create his own shots.
Like when you're going 5, 4, 3, two, you need that guy who can create and rise and get that shot anytime he wants to. And Rudy Gay is that guy.
6 minutes left in the fourth quarter is the close game, playoffs type of situation.
You want a Rudy Gay.
You need a Rudy Gay. You need a Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's just I'm just kind of piggyback on what you're saying. I just think it's nuts for them to even want to trade him because you're not going to get anybody who has his skill level. I mean, he's right below the Kevin Durant, you know, he's right below them as far as ability just offensively to get shots. I mean, he's what? How tall is he? 6 foot seven?
Six foot eight.
6 foot eight.
Wingspan is off the chain. Wingspan is
could
off the
stroke
chain.
Stroke it. I mean, a pure score.
I mean, it's just.
I don't understand it.
It's dumb because, like I said, in the playoffs, it's a seven game series. Everybody knows what you're going to do. Defenses get tougher.
Yes.
You need that guy with like 10, you have 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
Close to game tied. You need a guy who just can rise and shoot it or rise and go straight to the bucket anytime he wants to. And Rudy Gay is a guy that once he gets in position, if he rises and takes the shot, not a lot of people are going to bother his shot because he gets so high, like Kevin Durant. So
he can give himself the looks as needed.
He can give himself the looks that other people can't create for him, to be honest with you. So it's like, you know, it's a guy that I would definitely not trade. I know Boston's interested in him. Toronto's interested in him. But if Boston gets him, that's a, you know, with Rondo being hurt.
That totally flips everything to me.
You know, if Boston gets him with Rondo being hurt, that works for him and everything. For Boston, that's great.
Good.
But for Memphis, that's not a good move to me. And I know they're trying to dump money, but I don't get it. I don't know.
Man, I'll get rid of one of the big guys before I get rid of him.
Yeah, I would get rid of actually, I wouldn't get rid of nobody. I mean, I know the players don't. They want everybody to stay because they want to make one run at it. Because they're talented enough, really. They're talented enough. But you know, we'll see when it happens. We'll see. But show's about to wrap, Sam.
Wrap
it's a
it
great
up.
Show so far. Rudy Gay. Thanks, Rudy Gay, for closing the show. We appreciate it. Your name's Gay. It's cool.
TF, baby.
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know that. What's TF? What is TF?
It's for a lot of the guys in Washington, D.C. Prison system and their behavior.
Disgusting. Very disgusting. There you go. My man, Sam.
It's the truth.
And before we wrap the show up,
truth is the truth.
I got a little information to send to you all. Make sure you check us out on the Eyes Radio Network, which is www.eyesradio.com. To listen to the show on our official website, just visit www.walio.podbeam.com. Like I said earlier, we're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. I said that real slow, so y'all get that. Sam's talking about awesome reckless stuff. I kind of want to leave the show. It's a wrap. I'm tired. Haven't ate. All I had was a Cherry Coke Zero. So my nerves are all shattered right now. So y'all have a good one. Sam, say goodbye to the people.
I love you, James Harden. Please don't take it personal.
James Harden, I'm tweeting you. What this dude said. I told you we're number one. Urban Sports and Eyes Ready. We out. Doses.
Yeah.